Good afternoon. A cool front continues to slice through the region with more clouds close to the Canadian border, even a few scattered showers. But the trend through the afternoon will be toward drying things out with more sunshine for everyone and an increasing northwesterly breeze. Temperatures, meanwhile, will continue to climb a few more degrees into the upper 40s and lower 50s before turning back around behind the front and sliding back through the 50s and 40s by late day today. Skies will remain clear overnight with high pressure building in, the wind will die out, and temperatures will drop steadily back through the 40s and 30s, and most everyone will wake up in the 20s by tomorrow morning. This will lead us to a beautiful sun-filled day tomorrow, although a bit on the cooler side of average, with highs staying in the 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a developing storm off the Rockies will move out into the plains and eventually into the Great Lakes. On Wednesday, a weak disturbance out ahead of this system will throw some clouds our way, but it will remain dry as temperatures push up toward 50. The main storm system will head into the Great Lakes on Thursday. Out ahead of it, a developing southerly wind will push temperatures in our area up to 60 degrees. Clouds will fill in as well, and there is the chance at a few showers during the afternoon and for trick-or-treat time. Right now, it looks like the steadiest and heaviest rain with this system will wait until overnight Thursday night and into Friday morning. With a return to some sunshine on Friday afternoon, it'll still be mild with highs in the lower to mid-60s. As this front clears through on Saturday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with a few rain showers back into the 50s and only in the 40s with a stiff northwest wind on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep storm across the Great Basin is producing upslope flow across the northern Rockies of Montana, and a winter storm warning and winter weather advisories are in effect for that region. Upslope easterly winds will allow snow to continue through the day before tapering off late tonight or tomorrow morning. 4 to as much as 7 inches of snow is expected across the mountains. Meanwhile, a major storm in the UK is expected to bring torrential rain and wind gusts that could reach 80 miles per hour today. Travel advisories have been issued. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at El Centro, California, to a low of 11 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 36. The record high, 78, set in 1971, and the record low, 18, in 1974. Sunrise this morning is at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:53 p.m., 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks, and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, will continue to see increasing sunshine. It'll be breezy through the afternoon, with temperatures sliding back through the 40s. Clear and cold tonight, with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy, seasonably cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers downwind of Lake Ontario, then increasing sunshine for everyone this afternoon with highs in the upper 40s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and seasonably cool today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and breezy through the afternoon with temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cool in the 40s, a mix of sun and clouds near 50 Wednesday. Cloudy on Halloween for Thursday with the chance of showers increasing through the afternoon and into the evening, highs near 60. Rain likely Friday morning, then sunshine in the afternoon in the lower to mid-60s. 50s with a few showers Saturday, and breezy and colder with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.